I'm Laura White, and today I'm at Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic talking to Travis Freiwald, and we are talking about something that I absolutely wholeheartedly and from the depths of my soul despise, and that's mice. And I'm not a real critter fan, but I can deal with spiders, but mice, it's a total meltdown and a terror thing. But here I am. I had a conversation with a gal the other day, and she told me that she thought mice were cute. And I told her, if you see one, there's 20 more in your walls and probably 40 more being born every day, so you don't get rid of them. So let's talk about mice control in your home and businesses, because realistically, the cold weather, there is no doubt that they have moved in without an invitation.
That's right. And as far as, you know, controlling them, probably what you want to do is talk to a, you know, if you're having a problem, you know, that beyond, you know, some simple mouse traps or that kind of thing, you may want to talk, you know, to an exterminator. But what I can say is the reasons we worry about mice in the house are many for dogs and cats. Especially for dogs, wildlife in general, and mice are one of them. In their urine, they can carry a bacteria called leptospirosis. And that's why we vaccinate all our dogs for that, even inside dogs nowadays. It can cause liver and kidney problems. For our cats, we worry about a disease called toxoplasmosis. A lot of cats can get that from ingesting a mouse, and that can, a lot of cats are, don't have any signs from that, but if you're a cat owner or if you're pregnant, you have to be really careful, or if you're immunocompromised, because it can make you very sick. So
riddle me this though, because I have a lot of friends who have a lot of cats, and they say they're great mousers. Yes. So how is that even safe that their cats are mousers?
Most cats, they're just carriers of it. It doesn't cause disease. It's just like for people, if they're immunocompromised or if you're a pregnant woman, you just have to be, you know, make sure you clean the litter box right away so the spores don't spread, or have someone else do it. So it's more just from a management standpoint. So, but cats are just involved in that life cycle, and mice are too. So the other big thing is that mice can carry tapeworms and fleas. So that's another big concern for keeping mice down. And then finally, you just never know. Like if you set out like rodenticides and a cat or dog were to eat the mouse that ate the rodenticide, there's possible relay toxicosis and they could get sick from that too. So just, taking care of, you know, mice can carry a lot of diseases. And it's just a good idea to try to take care of them.
Anything else that you'd like to add about that?
Like I said, if you're really having a concern, you know, maybe talk to an exterminator and they can maybe get you set up with a mouse removal program.
Because we do know in the winter, it's the worst time because they do move indoors.
That's correct.
All right. And if anybody has any questions or anything, they can always call.
Yes. Cottonwood Vet Clinic. We'll try to answer any questions. 507-831-1473.
All right. And don't forget about the website and your Facebook page.
That's correct. Yep.
Excellent information on there. And it's really fun to go in and scroll around and just kind of look around and see what great information that you have on there.
Right, yes. And there's some, like you can get links to our online store or even links to our pet portal and things like that. So
perfect. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.